USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is proposing another $3 trillion stimulus package. The bill would provide money to state and local governments, rent and mortgage relief, and hazard pay for frontline workers, and expanded mail-in voting programs. Republicans are not embracing the measure, including Republican Senator from South Dakota, Mike Rounds.
What this is an attempt to put their wish list together. Look, they're trying to spend $3 trillion, and in the middle of it, they're suggesting once again such crazy things is using federal funds for abortions. Those are the types of things that we just simply can't handle. They know that that's a non-starter in the United States Senate.
The price American consumers paid for groceries in April rose 2.6%, making it the largest one-month rise in 46 years. The price of meat, fish, poultry, and eggs rose all over 4%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says former President Barack Obama should have held back in criticizing President Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. McConnell appearing online during a Trump online campaign event.
I think President Obama should have kept his mouth shut. You know, we know he doesn't like much this administration is doing. That's understandable. But I think it's a little bit classless, frankly, to critique an administration that comes after you. You had your shot. You were there for 8 years. I think the tradition that the Bushes set up of not critiquing the president who comes after you is a good tradition.
Former Vice President Joe Biden's support among women is declining amid allegations of sexual assault and harassment. According to a newly released survey from Morning Consult, Biden's favorability among women fell more than 6 points since mid-April, with only 44 viewing him favorably. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The hot topic of schools slowly and safely reopening took center stage during the Senate hearing today with Dr. Anthony Fauci. Some states, including Arizona, are talking about opening their schools in July. Regarding schools opening, former Education Secretary Arne Duncan tells Fox News,
"That's the goal, and I always say, when I ran the Chicago Public Schools for 7.5 years, we never missed a day of school. We never had a snow day. We never had a strike, not just educationally, but to feed kids, to have a safe place. That was so important to me. But this is obviously about life and death now. So I hate having schools close, but it's the only safe and responsible thing to do. As we're able to test, as we're able to trace, as we're able to isolate those who are sick, that will enable us to start to open up schools. But we don't yet know when that time is going to be. I was hoping we could have a big summer school, get lots of kids back, get parents back to work, get teachers back working. I'm not sure if that's going to be possible."
The California Department of Fish and Wildlife is investigating what species of shark killed a 26-year-old man over the weekend near Santa Cruz. Department spokesman Captain Patrick Foy says tests are being done in the lab in Sacramento.
"We have not determined the shark's species as of yet. The only role that our department is playing in this particular investigation is to try to identify the species of the shark based upon a DNA analysis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.